This is Fishbowl Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Justin Goins.
Well, welcome back to Fishbowl Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Justin Goins. And this morning, I'm going to get right into it. You can read the other episodes about why we exist here at Fishbowl Effect Podcast. But this morning, here's my question. Have you ever wanted to know how to be on your A game? Like, seriously, like all the time, like getting up, getting out the door and being one step ahead of the whole entire world, being one step ahead of your competition, maybe your coworkers, being one step ahead of maybe even possibly your enemies or your critiquers. You want to know how? Well, I guess I would ask this. Have you even looked? Have you read the next best help book or the next best, how to be on your A game book? Well, this morning, you're going to find out the most simplest way to do it. I promise you. It's found in only the only book that has all the answers to life, to joy, to meaning, to purpose, to worship. And that's found in God's Word. But before I do, you ever played that whack-a-mole game? Do you remember that game? Maybe a Chuck E. Cheese or the Carnival? It's kind of like a square. It has a kind of a backboard to it with numbers on it. And you have these like six or eight different holes. And then you have this mallet, this soft mallet that's chained to the game. So you couldn't go running around knocking people on the head with it. And then you put your quarter in or the guy hits start and these moles pop up, these plastic heads of the moles that really didn't even look like a mole, but whatever have you, they pop up and you got to hit them. Do you know the easiest way to defeat that game? The easiest way to defeat that game is to go behind the game and unplug it from the wall. Just go unplug it. Take away the source. Go to the root purpose, root cause of it, and start there. Because if not, you're just going to be dealing with the effects. You're going to be consistently trying to beat the game by hitting the one mole, the next mole that pops up. But the name of the game is that the game's going to win or that it's going to keep on constantly popping up and you're just going to be dealing with the effects. If you go to the cause or the source of its power, you can beat the game. Now, with that being said, that correlates into everything in life, but also our subject at hand, how to be on my A game. Now, there are many different passages in the scriptures. I mean, I could go to different Proverbs, starting in chapter Proverbs 1 and 2, and talk about wisdom and knowledge and how to obtain that. I could go to Jesus's teachings of the gospel through his parables, all the many parables that Jesus taught. You could run to Hebrews chapter 11, the great Hall of Fame chapter, jump right into chapter 12 and on, and it teaches practical ways. The same thing in Romans chapter 12 on to the end of the chapter. I mean, you can look at the book of James even, one of the most practical theologians in the New Testament. I like how my mentor Johnny Hunt says it, shoe leather Christianity. James is a book of practical theology, right? And it is. You could go to all of those passages and great, and as we all should. But if we took all those passages and we kind of squished them or compressed them together, could we find a common denominator or a baseline teaching? And I believe we can. And I believe it actually circumnavigates or compresses itself to Psalm chapter 119, verses 97 to verse 104. So here is how to be on A game. I hope you had time now to kind of get your Bible out or maybe even get your phone Bible out or whatever the case is. But you don't want to miss this, and you may want to take notes or write this on your hand if you're driving, and then when you get to work, write it down or whatever the case is. But this is how to be that step ahead, how to be on your A game constantly. It starts with this. It says, oh, how love I thy law. I'm going to back up from the mic so it's not so loud, and I'm going to read it how it's supposed to be meant. Because if you notice, sorry, after the word law, there's an exclamation point. So it should read, I'm going to back up a little bit. Oh, how I love thy law. Like I am engulfed. I am engorged. I am passionate about the law. Now, when the psalmist wrote this, it was predominantly concerning the law, meaning the first five books of the Bible, the Torah. However, now that we have God's full inspired word, 66 books ending in Revelation, it is for us the whole entirety of God's word. But it goes on, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, here we go, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me.
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. There's an exclamation point again there. Sweeter than honey to thy mouth. Through thy precepts I have understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. In Psalms 119, 97 through 104. Now, here comes the most basic form, and I believe it's found in verse 97. Be, if you may. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Now, here's a little more basic. I guess I got to step back a little bit. I got to love thy law. Now, knowing us, it's now the whole entirety of God's word. How do you love God's law? How do you fall in love with God's law? This may be profound, but this may, I mean, I don't mean to be rude here, but it's actually kind of basic. You actually got to read it. It's not just going, you're not just going to be walking outside one day and the Bible is going to pop you inside of the head and now you know the whole entirety of the Bible. And in fact, as good as, or as mediocre, if I may, that my podcasts are, or even the best ones, or even a little booklet in the morning that has maybe devotional, or even a radio station. Those, my friend, listener, please hear me. Those are just supplements. They're just supplements. They do not and should not take place or put in place rather than reading your word of God with God. They do not take place. They're just supplements to that. You know what supplements are in the workout world? They're nutrients that you get that you can't get or that you've failed to get because you haven't got the real thing, meaning your actual diet has not been the way it should, and so you got to supplement with a couple things. And this is the same thing. Many Christians don't. I was in a great message yesterday. My brother preached it at Live Song up in Northeast Maryland Church, and he was dealing with criticism and critique. It's kind of interesting. I did not know that this psalm, this 8-verse psalm, was my morning psalm this morning. But he preached a great message yesterday on criticism and critiquing out of Nehemiah chapter number 5. But it's interesting. He said that 33% of Christians either read their Bible, only 33% of Christians are reading their Bible at bare minimum 1 to 2 times a week. And that also includes one, so he did, I believe it was like a quarter and then half of a quarter, so being up to a third, something like that. And I'm not good with numbers, but regardless, it's a number combined of Christians that are reading their Bible all day long and then combined with Christians that are reading it only about 1 to 2 times a week outside of Sunday. All those combined together make up 33% of Christians. You know what that staggering tells us? That there's over 67% of Christians that are not reading their Bibles at all. 67%. And we wonder why we walk in this world. As this world should come to the Christian groups and find their leadership, should desire, saying, hey, the next best leader, where should we go? Go to the Christians. Man, they are always on their A game. They're the ones who are going to lead well, but the world doesn't. The world goes to outside foes, outside people. Oh, I wonder why that could be. Could it be the most basic form that Christians are not getting in the Word of God? And I'm going to tell you that your A game is directly correlated to reading God's Word in and of for yourself. And he says here, oh, how I love thy law. You can't love the law unless you're reading it. And then he says this, it is my meditation all the day. And that word meditation means reflection. It kind of goes hand in hand as well, Christian. Or listener, you can't be meditating on something that ain't even inside your head in the first place. You got to read God's word. I just want to encourage you this morning. Get in God's word. Verse 103, it talks about how sweet they are. It's sweet. It's the most sweet thing. It's like sweeter than honey to the mouth. I mean, I like to have maple syrup with my gluten-free pumpkin spice waffles every morning. And I put some peanut butter on them things. I also put some vanilla probiotic Greek yogurt on top for a little bit of tang. But then, man, do I put some good quality golden ambered. Sometimes I put honey, but most of the time maple syrup. The word of God can be sweeter to that to my mouth when I read it and I meditate over it. But notice what follows, verse 97. Remember I said about our A game?
This is thou through thy commandments, through his word, through reading and understanding what his word says to do, hast made me wiser, here comes your egg game, than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Again, testimonies, his word, are different words. These are different synonyms, if you may, testimonies and commandments. They're different synonyms for God's word. And verse 101, I understand more than the ancients. Why? Because of his word, because of his precepts. Friend, please hear me. To navigate this life on your B game or your C game should never happen as a Christian. We should always be on our A game. And the way that we're on our A game, it starts, and I believe it, every morning before you go out the day is starting it with your Bible open, not a podcast, not a radio station, not a little devotional that somebody else has written about. You get in God's word for yourself. You open it and you pray, God, feed me this morning. Give me the taste of honey this morning, oh God. Open my eyes, open my ears, and I may receive wonderful words from thy law, from thy truth, God, this morning. Open it up and begin reading and dine with your Father in the morning. And then take that, take what you have, and as the psalmist has just written, meditate, reflect it, maybe even put some reminders on your phone. And in fact, I'm going to do that again today. I used to have reminders on my phone. Like literally, they'll pop up little tiny, I'm lack for words. Alarms. There we go. I was like, wait, what is that word? Alarms. Little alarms for my phone to buzz in my pocket 3 times a day. And the purpose was, it says regurgitate. And I'll go back in. And in fact, I'm going to do that today. Once I get done making this podcast, I'm going to go make it 3 of them throughout the day to regurgitate what I have read and to reflect it. Why? Because I need to be on my A game for my team at work, for my wife, for my kids. And so I encourage you as well. How do you remain in your A game? How do you even get to your A game? Is it a good breakfast? Is all these things may help in a sort, but nothing will get you on your A game and keep you on your A game like reading God's word and meditating or reflecting on it every part of your day. So friend, this morning, this is the Fishbowl Effect podcast. I hope this kind of condenses the whole word of God's truth about being on your A game, and that today you will start to take your step to being on your A game. God bless and have a fantastic day.